six of the men running for governor this year come from the Twin Cities. It's a fact the seventh, State Senator Doug Johnson, likes to point out when he's talking to farmers.
Rural Minnesota is hurting, and no one's fighting for rural Minnesota. The governor has to appoint a blue ribbon commission of farmers, business leaders, local community leaders, legislators, and members of our congressional delegation to come up with a plan.
But so far, there hasn't been much response to Doug Johnson's call for a special legislative session to save the family farm. In the northwestern part of the state, in Polk County, about 5 miles southeast of the town of Fertile, Jim Krogstad is one of those family farmers. He raises wheat.
I don't mind the stress of rain. I don't mind seeing a big black cloud coming from the west. I can handle that. But when the government starts messing in my business, that's when I get the cold chill in my spine. It's when they start thinking they're going to help out. Because just about every time it backfires.
Krogstad's disdain for government help notwithstanding, he does admit that things are not going well.
Is this the best economy you've ever seen?
Oh, no, it's probably about as thin as it's been for a long time.
Things aren't looking any better across the road, where the Krogstad's neighbors, the Blacks, also rely heavily on wheat. Sitting at her kitchen table, Linda Black says she knows there's often talk about financial crises in rural areas. But she says this year is different.
Actually, it's kind of a good thing. It might be the coup de grace, as it were. It might be so awful, I mean so horribly awful, that those who were kind of thinking, well, maybe, you know, the farmers' refrain is, well, next year. Well, the next years have been so bad. This year will be maybe so bad that will actually push those farmers who should get out while they have the shirts on their back to leave.
Linda Black's politics are different from her neighbors. She believes government could help the family farmer if it wanted to. But despite recent congressional discussions of making more loan money available to farmers, Linda Black says she does not expect government to solve the situation.
My husband and I look at it when we read the paper. We don't see if that's going to help us. Maybe it'll help somebody, but it won't put a nickel in our pockets. We don't need more loans. We don't need more debt. We need a price.
And price is the reason most wheat farmers, whether Republican or Democrat, don't see much point in looking to their politicians for help. They expect to get about $2.90 a bushel this year, and they say it would take $5 just to break even. The sense among farmers around Fertile is that their fate is controlled by forces bigger than the state of Minnesota, or even the United States itself. David is Linda Black's husband.
The NAFTA and GATT agreements opened up these markets, and we're being flooded with Canadian grain in this country, and you know, they need a market too, but we're getting flooded with a lot of their grain.
There are no front runners or obvious allies in the governor's race as far as most of the farmers in Fertile are concerned. Despite the fact that they're staring at the possibility of economic ruin, they simply don't see a solution coming out of politics. Linda Black says the least she's looking for is a candidate who doesn't have a tone of condescension in his voice when he talks about the area outside the Twin Cities.
If I hear Greater Minnesota one more time, I'll...
The phone interrupts before she can say what she'd do, but when she comes back, she explains. She says to people in Fertile, state politicians just seem distant.
You're like Horton Hears a Who. We're like that little who on the end of the clover, and we're shouting at Horton saying, we are here, and we don't know if they're hearing us.
Back at the neighbors, Jim Krogstad says he gets the same feeling from the politicians in St. Paul, and he says he pays more attention to politics on the other side of the state line.
I wish we were part of North Dakota myself.
Why that?
It's just more ag-orientated and more in tune with things. I feel Minnesota should have been divided in half from the North Dakota border across.
Still, Jim Krogstad says he doesn't fault anyone, not the state politicians nor the big grain companies paying the low prices. He says farmers have nobody but themselves to blame, for getting involved in such a cyclical business to begin with.
In 44 years, I've seen several cycles. When food gets short, when the country gets a little worried, the world gets worried, all of a sudden you're a glamour boy, a real good person to have. Like in the early 70s, they needed us bad, you know.
And Jim Krogstad's philosophy takes the long view. He says he expects farmers to be in demand again someday and for prices to go up. He just doesn't expect that to happen any time before he's retired and gone from the business. From Fertile, this is Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.